This is the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh from Allspaugh Wealth Management. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of the Retirement Playbook is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh.
Hello and welcome in to the Retirement Playbook brought to you by Allspaugh Wealth Management. I am your host, Brock Allspaugh, and we're here with you and Tony Shore. So hello, Tony. How are you, sir?
Oh, thumbs way up today, buddy. Oh. I'm so good. I'm so excited about the show.
He's had some extra coffee, folks. Be careful.
I have had about 40 cups of coffee just so I could keep up with Brock Allspaugh
today.
Oh,
man.
The Allspaugh. The Allspark.
Yeah.
So, Brock, I am excited because we haven't recorded in a few weeks. And
right.
I'm really excited about today's show. But there is a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know what you did or why these oil prices went so high, Brock. I blame you for some reason.
Well,
I mean,
as of
you
today,
control the world's finances,
yeah,
right? I mean, you're the guy,
right? As of today, funny you bring it up. You know, we have the ceasefire here, markets are way up and oil's way down. So,
boy, the markets took a really big jump up. Yep. They had a bad day yesterday. They've had some down days, but wow, and they've been very volatile, way up, way down.
The key is obviously, you know, with oil, it affects a lot of things in our economy. It's not just, oh, hey, it's oil and we got to go fill up our tank at the gas pump. No, petroleum is in a lot of different things and it affects inflation rates big time. It affects a lot of things. So
all goods and services are pretty much shipped and delivered with oil.
You got it. Yep. So anyway, it's a big, big deal. We all understand that. And hopefully this ceasefire turns into a longer term, you know, truce, and we can figure out what's going on and get this thing going and get back on the right track. Because here's the thing, Tony, it's distracting from a lot of very positive things that are going on in the stock market with companies that are very profitable and earnings are good and stock market should be going up, and it's been down and kind of flat as of today, maybe flat because of the big increase in the markets today. So anyway, all good things are to come if we can get this thing resolved in a quick manner, right? So anyway, hey, listen, before we get any further, though, Tony, we have got to tell people about our wonderful brand new website.
Yes.
Yeah, our website's
been revamped. I have seen it. It's so great. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've done is that we've kind of included business owners. So that is a separate segment of people that we work with. And so we thought, you know what, there's not everything on our website is geared towards just retirees or just business owners. So we have kind of the website separated out. If you're a business owner and you want to learn more about how we can help you from a business owner perspective, you can click on that section of our website. And then if you're just wondering, or you know, how you can retire and when and how much income you should expect, all those normal retiree questions that we get on a daily basis, there's a separate section for that as well. So it's a really good and useful website. You can also download past shows that we've done. You can look at it by topic and click on a show that might interest you for that as well. So, you know, there's lots of great things on the website. You can actually request appointments with us. And so you can do that by clicking out the contact us form, and we'll give you a phone call and schedule a phone call with me or with me, with Jason or with Kyle. Speaking of Kyle, brand new employee here. Financial services professional. So he'll be helping people with their retirement as well. He is right now insurance licensed and is working on his securities license. And so that will happen here shortly. And he'll be beating the streets, helping people retire just like I did and still do today. So Kyle is a great addition. Kyle Hilla, by the way, is his name. And he's going to be on our website. He already is, actually. And there's a little bio about him, so you can read about that. Lots of great things on our website, folks. And so, but if you want to give us a good old fashioned phone call too, you can do that. 573-332-7855, or that website is AllspaughWealthManagement.com.
Yeah, and you also have Jason there, financial advisor, and now you've added Kyle, and they are both on the website if you go to the About Us section. But the website is AlspaWealthManagement.com. That's AlspaWealthManagement.com, and Alspa is A-L-S-P-A-U-G-H.
Right.
Wealthmanagement.com. And that phone number you mentioned, Brock, I want to give that to our listeners, because if you have questions about anything we talk about on the show or anything financial or retirement related, Brock and the team there at Alspa Wealth Management can take care of you. That's 573-332-7855. That number again is 573-332-7855. Just want to make sure our listeners and viewers out there have that resource, or go to the website again, allspawealthmanagement.com.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we're really excited. Lots of great things happening here at Alspa Wealth Management. We've got a lot of different tools we've been using as well from an investment perspective, Tony, that have been really, really successful. Our structured note business continues to be a huge part of what we do here. We've got the insurance contracts. We've got all of the great investment strategies through Gradient Investments. We've got just, I mean, we're like in a sweet spot right now, Tony. It's been really, really good, helping a lot of people reach their goals. And it's nothing makes me more happy than helping people retire. So actually in the last 6 weeks, Tony, we've helped three people ring the retirement bell.
Oh, really?
So when people, you know, officially do retire, we've been working with them for the last 10, 15 years. Now they're actually at their date. They come in, we take care of everything for them, and then they ring that old retirement bell. And that's the sign that they're done working and they're going to go enjoy life, travel, go see grandkids, do all those things. And folks, if you want to be one of those people, all you got to do is, like I said, go to the website or give us a phone call. And we help people do this every day. It's great. There's no more satisfaction that I get than to help people do that and realize that come true. So it's been a good 3 years in the market. It's been a great time to say, hey, you know what? I'm done. I've accumulated enough money and I can create enough income to maintain a lifestyle that's desirable. So that's the main thing.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, that's great. And then, like we said, you know, the economy is on a great, we just ended the first quarter of the year.
Sure.
I cannot believe, Tony, we are already in the second quarter of 2026. It's unbelievable how
the
fast.
The older I get, the faster the years go by. And sometimes the slower the days go by. A day can feel like a year, and a year can feel like that.
A day.
It's nuts. The first quarter's gone. I'm like, where'd that go?
Yeah. So like I said before, you know, the market's down a little bit. It started off pretty good, and then March was not so good. Ooh, and so, March was pretty tough. So in the stock market. So, you know, there's still good reason to be optimistic, though. I know that, you know, we have this geopolitical event going on in Iran, which is causing a lot of turbulence within your accounts. If you see them, you know, volatility is definitely is measured. What we use is the VIX index.
Yeah,
it's been up quite a bit here in the last 6 weeks. So, but the fundamentals are still good, guys. Like, I know inflation's starting to creep up a little bit.
These U.S. companies are stable, and the earnings, really, the stock market is based on, and what it really is how are the earnings? How are the companies? Yep. It's based on the strength of these companies and their earnings. And those have been good.
They have been.
So it's really the geopolitical forces and, some inflationary aspects with oil rising.
Right.
I think that's what's kept the markets down so far this year.
It definitely has, Tony. And one of the things you got to look at is like, hey, let's not make any emotional decisions based on what is happening, like this deal with Iran, or what we think might happen.
Yeah.
That's more importantly where people get in trouble is they think, oh, well, the market's going to go down. I think this or think that, get emotional and make bad decisions. And that's why I think most people understand, like, hey, having a financial advisor like Alspa Wealth Management can help me not make those bad decisions. And,
because they can keep us on track.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so
they could derail your retirement. And
absolutely.
That's what we're talking about today. If financial planning and retirement planning, you don't want to make emotional decisions. And that's why the clients that work with you, Brock, and your team there at Alspa don't need to worry about this. They can sleep at night market, even when there's market volatility, because they know they have a plan in place.
Absolutely.
Right?
We talk about risk adjusted returns a lot, right? We talk about saying, hey, okay, let's figure out exactly where you should be from a risk standpoint, right? Based off of your age and your tolerance for risk. I mean, that is definitely has something to do with it as well.
Well, sure.
But, you know, also income, right? And what, how do we derive the right amount of income that you desire and still keep you within your, that, you know, the right risk level. So it all works together. And the one thing that you have to make sure of is like, hey, let's make sure that we maximize our Social Security benefits, okay? Because making that bad decision based off of emotions or bad advice from your neighbor or whoever else could be really detrimental as well. So we want to make sure that we elect those benefits at the right age for you. And what I mean by that is everybody is different, okay? Everybody's situation is different when it comes to, well, maybe we had a non-working spouse, and so my benefit is much higher than my spouse's benefit. Well, in that particular case, it might be better off for you to wait, right? Because that benefit will be larger for both of you in the future. And so maximizing how much you collect over your lifetime is definitely the most important thing. Not about monthly check at certain ages. I mean, obviously that comes into play, but you want to look at this as how much am I going to collect if I live to my life expectancy? And I know that's a big question too. We don't know how long we're going to live, but we want to make decisions in the financial world based off facts. And we want to be prudent when we make those decisions. And if you do that, then you're going to be based off of normal life expectancy. Now, if we see that there's major health problems, we got bad family history, those things will definitely influence that decision.
Of course.
But you want to stick with the fundamentals here, folks. You want to block and tackle, right? You know, you want throw the ball down the field with those receivers and all that. That's okay. We'll do that every once in a while, but not with your money. Okay. Not with your finances and not with your financial decisions. So
yeah. Defense wins championships.
That's right.
Have a solid plan for both offense and defense, but we all know it. So speaking of that, Brock, just a little bit of a sidetrack here. Did you have brackets for the Final Four? How'd that work out for you?
Yes, I did. So we always do two. One we do with our family, and then the other one we do in the office here. And I got last place in both of them. So there you go.
Excellent.
Thanks for bringing it up, Tony.
Yeah, I thought I had heard a rumor that you didn't do so well, so I purposely brought that up just to give you a hard time. Guess what? Duke. Not so much.
Yeah, no, that's who I picked.
Yeah me too. My bracket was busted a long time
ago. Oh, yeah, mine was too. You know, one of the things you always do is like, hey, is everybody saying this is going to be kind of a chalk year? In other words, they think the highest seed will win every game.
Yeah.
And that's what they were saying about this year. And so I went the opposite. I went contrarian and it didn't work.
Yeah, no.
But anyway.
No. All right. Well, hey, back on track, because I think what you're saying is good. And what you're saying makes me think of, you know, Social Security, getting your retirement income in place as part of your financial plan before you get there. And again, you have to look at so many factors when you're planning overall, but especially with things like Social Security, healthcare costs, inflation. All of these things have to be part of the plan.
Oh man, you're not kidding. Tax planning, also
tax.
I'll hit on that one first.
Because that's the biggest expense a lot of retirees face in retirement, and they don't even know that that's going to be the case.
Yeah. Now, the Big Beautiful Bill, I will say, Tony, had a lot of things in there that helped seniors.
The $65,000 or the $6,000 tax.
Deduction.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things in there that did help from a tax perspective. But what we want to do is to make sure that we can minimize your tax bill over your lifetime, not just right now, not just in the future. And so a lot of times what, you know, we'll talk to people about before they retire, or maybe, excuse me, right after they retire, looking at doing some Roth conversions. Okay. Because if we're heavy in IRAs because of your 401k. You save money on a pre-tax basis all your whole life. That's what people told you to do, right? Is this save on a pre-tax basis? Well, now guess what? You got to pay the piper. And so we got to pay taxes on every dollar you withdraw out of that IRA. There might be a reason to maybe potentially look at doing a Roth conversion, converting that IRA over to a Roth IRA. Now, everybody's situation is different. I'm not saying that everybody should do this and it's a great idea for everybody, but sometimes, Tony, this is a really great strategy to do that. We've got some tax planning strategies that can help minimize the bill of doing that conversion too. So really cool advanced planning things that we can do there from a tax perspective. You mentioned inflation. Oh my gosh. If you're not factoring in inflation in your income plan, you have a greater risk of running out of money because you're going to have to take more withdrawals 10 years from now than you are now, period. Right? I mean, we know that. But some people don't factor that in when they're talking about figuring out the income and then, you know, making sure, okay, if I've got this X amount of income and I plan on just that for the rest of my life, that's not going to work. And you're going to have to take out more money and take out more money and take out more money. So then does it cause you to run out of money at some point? And I've seen it happen, Tony. I've seen it happen. People don't factor in inflation. You'd be amazed at what a 2% inflation factor would equal over 10 and 20 years.
It adds up. I mean, people don't realize, you know, if you look back 20 years ago, what things cost, how much more they cost today, certain things, especially healthcare, food, groceries, things you're going to need in retirement. In many cases, they've more than doubled, tripled.
For sure.
And so you're going to spend, most people will spend at least 20 years in retirement.
Right.
A lot of people are going to 20, 30, maybe more years in retirement, mm-hmm. depending on when you retire and your health history. But people are living longer and longer. You're going to spend a lot of time in retirement. You've got to account for inflation. And so when we're talking about, you know, asking that question, how much am I going to need each month in retirement? How do I figure this out? The first thing you do, I know you talked about it. You figure out how to maximize your Social Security. What will your Social Security payment be? How does that affect your spouse? What will her Social Security be? And then you look at things like taxes.
Right.
What am I going to owe on taxes? How do I get money that I can use for that income in a out of a tax-free bucket?
You're right.
And then inflation. Huge.
And then the other part of it too is that you've got to look at your overall risk tolerance, right? So we're talking about, you know, one of the tools we use is we like to break down your allocation into the mass categories of safe, safer, and at risk. And what we do is we use a color of money risk analysis, right? And so that is a great tool to 11 questions that are very simple to answer, but you can, if you answer these questions, it will give you an idea of how you feel about investing. And so if you can't tolerate big swings in the market, this will tell you, okay, and where you should be from that level. Sometimes we have to adjust that. We got to get people out of their comfort zone a little bit, Tony, because maybe they're too conservative or maybe too aggressive. So we got to make sure that, okay, you've answered the questions this way, but we want to really make sure that we can meet your income needs. And so let's dial this back down a little bit, or maybe we even increase it a little bit from where they land there. So there's a lot of customization, and that's the point, man. You know, if everybody is treated the same and everybody has the same strategies and the same products, like, you're not most likely getting the customer service and the products and services that you need. Okay.
Right.
Because this is not a cookie cutter deal. Okay. We don't want anybody to feel like, oh, well, you know, just I answer the question, I'm putting this bucket and then it's set and forget it. No, this is something you continually monitor or have your advisor continually monitor for you.
Right.
And adjust when needed. Okay. There are opportunities that present themselves, right? And so, you know, like last year, for example, Liberation Day, we announced all these tariffs, right?
Market April went down. Of 2025. I remember it well. The market dropped 19%.
Yeah, 20%. And so, but it ended up 17%. So it was a 38% swing during the year. My point is this, that presented some opportunities. And if you have a strategy that includes dry powder, for example, that's what we call it here, to say, hey, we're going to take take some money and invest in this sector that has been completely beat up on unnecessarily, and we believe that it will rebound. Well, that's a strategy that you can put into place that complements everything else that we've just talked about.
Yeah, rather than get emotional and panic when the market's down, if you're still during your working years or you have money sitting on the sidelines to put in, when the market goes down and you have a correction like that of 19% or 20%, that's the time to buy, not panic. I know people who panicked, sold because they thought it was, oh, the tariffs, the whole economy's going to crash or these companies aren't going to do well. And so they sold, they got emotional. They didn't listen to you or didn't have a solid plan in place and stick with it. They sold instead of buy. And then the market, what did it do? It hit record highs later in the year. It hit record highs. Right. We've had record highs for the last 3 years.
I know. So, and so like making sure that like, hey, let's make sure we're balanced. Because exactly what you just said, which is the market's been up 3 years in a row. Well, that means that you have the potential of what happening to be out of balance. Maybe you have too much money now in your stock portfolio or in your more aggressive mutual funds or ETF strategies, whatever you're using. You might have too much now, right? And I've seen that. In fact, we met with somebody this week that had 90% of their portfolio in their 401k in aggressive, more stock-based mutual funds.
Wow.
Because it has done so well and it made a smaller balance of their fixed income. And so we had to say, timeout. Let's make an adjustment here. And then let's set it up to where it's automatically rebalanced. And let's set it up to where it automatically rebalances on an annual basis. We love annual rebalance because we feel like that gives your winners time to win. But yet it keeps you on track. So that annual rebalance is a huge deal. And most 401k providers allow for that, right? In other words, there's a setting in there that you can do that and it automatically does it for you on the every anniversary of the time that you do that. So
what you're saying by that, if I could, for our listeners and viewers out there and for my own clarity, what you're saying is, like, let's say I want a 60-40 split balance. I want 60% aggressive because that's where I'm at with right now. And I want 40% in safer options, right? So-called safer options, right? And maybe I don't want everything at risk. But over the course of even 1 year, I said it like that, but it can totally change.
Absolutely.
As the market goes up, you know, those things rise with the tide. And so I end up having a bigger percentage of my, like that example.
So you could
go all the way to 90% at risk and you only have 10% in safety.
It gets out of whack. And so you just need to make sure you're balanced. That's the advantage of having an advisor too, to point those things out and get those things fixed for you. Right. So you can meet on an annual basis and look at those and make sure that you're on track. So that's what it's all about, Tony, is making sure you're on track and doing everything that you need to do from a tax planning perspective, from an investment management perspective, from a, you know, making sure that you're taking advantage of opportunities when they present themselves. You're making sure that you're hitting your income needs when you're ready to retire. There's just so much to consider here, and that's why you need a good financial advisor that can help you do those things. I might have one in mind.
I might know a guy. So, but Brock, I think the bottom line here before we go today is, you know, people might be thinking, well, hey, I thought you were going to tell me on the show how much monthly retirement income I need. How much is enough? And the bottom line there is, you need to be doing all these things to make sure you're going to have enough, but everybody's number is different. Tell me the number.
Yeah.
And you can get your own personal number if you're working with a trusted financial professional and you have a whole team there at AllSpa Wealth Management to do that. So how can our listeners get that number, find out what their number is, and then make sure they have a plan that's going to support it moving forward so they can sleep well at night and don't have to worry about this?
Yeah, just give us a call or go to our website. It's AllSpaWealthManagement.com or 573-332-7855. You know, it's one last thing on that, Tony, is that, you know, everybody's like, well, if I get $1 million and if, you know, that's the number, that's the magic number. No, It's not the magic number. It may be, but who knows? You got to get an entire comprehensive financial plan to make sure that you know what that number is.
Yes.
Because it's not about the amount you accumulate. It's what we can create an income to meet your desired retirement income needs and
wants. To help you live comfortably.
To help you live comfortable, right? Yeah. And so that's what it's all about. But yeah, to your point, you need to work with somebody that can help you do all this. And again, we can do that for you at Alspaugh Wealth Management.
Yeah. Everybody's number is different. I see articles that try to say the magic number. Like, I forget what the publication was. I think it was USA Today. Why you need $1.7 million in order to retire comfortably. And I laugh at that because I know people who have retired comfortably and lived great on $500,000. Right. And I know some people who would need $5 million to maintain their lifestyle in retirement. Right. So everyone's number is going to be a little bit different or a lot bit different. It depends on you and what, I mean, are you planning on buying a brand new RV bus, your first year of retirement?
Yeah.
You're going to need more money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So,
great show today, Brock. I love it. A lot of great information for our listeners out there. Listeners, pick up the phone and give Brock and his team a call to set up that consultation. It's 573-332-7855. And Brock, tell our listeners and viewers how they can get to that brand new website and check out all the resources.
Yeah, just www. I don't know why we say that anymore. Nobody says that, but all right. I'm gonna take that away then. Okay. It's AlspaughWealthManagement.com. And go to that website. You can click and request an appointment with us to have a discussion about what you're doing. And then if we need to meet and take this a step further, we can do that. But we'd like to start with that phone call just to understand where you're at, what questions you might have, and how we can potentially help you. So do that, AlspaughWealthManagement.com.
All right. And that's Alspaugh, AlspaugH. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of The Retirement Playbook with our host, Brock Alspaugh.
Thank you for joining us for The Retirement Playbook. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Brock Alspaugh at Alspaugh Wealth Management at 573-332-7855 or visit AlspaughWealthManagement.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of The Retirement Playbook.
Advisory services are offered through Alspaugh Wealth Management, LLC, an investment advisor in the state of Missouri. Insurance products and services are offered through Innovative Insurance Consultants, LLC, an affiliated company.
We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.